The videos have gone viral, and the macing by police at a gathering of an estimated 1,500 students can now be seen on the website dirtybury.com.
They're literally just macing everyone. Look.
It was a party last Saturday near the campus of Salisbury University for the lacrosse championship known as the War on the Shore, and officials are scrambling to sort out just what happened. For many students at the event at the Cedar Cross property, the music suddenly stopped, and minutes later, Salisbury police moved in. Adriana Weisberg, a sophomore at the university.
Police officers were closing in on everyone, and we saw the mace cans, but there's no way we thought they were actually going to use them, you know? And then all of a sudden, I didn't even know that they were spraying it, but you just kind of felt it, like, all of a sudden, and just kind of, like, shut your eyes and ran.
But the Salisbury Daily Times is reporting that a video shot by police shows members of the crowd throwing beer bottles and cans at the marked patrol cars. Police say they ordered the disc jockey to shut off the music and tell the people to leave. As they tried to disperse the crowd, authorities say bottles and cans were thrown at the officers. Police say a deputy was struck in the arm with what appeared to be a full can of beer. At that time, the police decided to use pepper spray to move the crowd. Police say they continued to encounter several threats made to officers on the scene. But Travis McGee, a student at Salisbury University and at practicum with Delmarva Public Radio, says the students were moved into an area of the housing known as the New Zoo.
People are facing the complete opposite direction, and all of a sudden their eyes are burning, they're coughing. People were vomiting because of the mace. And basically people started getting herded into the back of New Zoo, which is what, you know, some students call the jungle or New Zoo. They basically herded them into this corner, continuing to mace them, and they really have nowhere to go.
Rob Kemp with the Salisbury Police Department says authorities have been looking over the tapes that were shot that night.
We're still reviewing all the videotape that's coming in. We have tape that we've pulled off of YouTube as well as our own documentation. So that is still being reviewed.
Four students were eventually arrested, and Kemp says police were limited by the number of officers they could muster at the scene. But the mace has left an indelible mark on the students who were unaware of what had taken place. Again, Salisbury University student Travis McGee.
My friend actually described it worst pain she's ever felt. You know, you could see mucus coming, you know, out of her nose. She just couldn't control this red swelling of her face. I felt bad. I felt very bad. Just because that's supposed to be used in a situation on people that really, really deserve it.
Authorities are now gearing up for the possibility of another gathering this weekend. But Luke Tompkins, a junior at Salisbury University, says even if a beer can was thrown, he believes the police reaction was not appropriate.
If that one person just maced whoever, I'd be like, that's fine. But they all maced them. Even people that were just there, they just got maced.
This is Don Rush for Delmarva Public Radio.